Macmillan Audio presents A Heartfelt Christmas Promise by Nancy Nagel. Read for you by Stacey Glomboski. Chapter 1. Vanessa slid her hand along the slick wooden banister as she climbed the stairs. The warmth of the wood softened the appearance of the decorative black wrought iron balusters, a real statement of strength and beauty. As a young girl, she'd dreamed of living in an elegant house like this, and this one wasn't that far from her office in downtown Chicago either. Walking through the guest rooms, she could picture one of them decorated with a colorful handmade quilt atop inviting crisp white sheets. Fluffy feather pillows, soft and firm ones, piled like a cloud for a heavenly night's rest. A small upholstered chair would be perfect by the window, overlooking the mature trees in the backyard. Except for the evergreens, almost everything was already winter bare. It would be so beautiful blanketed in snow. She could fill brightly colored bird feeders for the red cardinals that just flitted from the bushes at the fence edge to a limb right in front of the window. The only birds outside my windows at my condo are pigeons, and all they do is leave a mess on the windowsill. This was definitely a step up, and so quiet compared to the city. Vanessa walked back downstairs, knowing this was the home she'd been searching for. I love this house. She joined her realtor, Sally, in the living room. My friends kept telling me when I found the right one, I'd know it. Now I understand what they meant. Excitement swirled in her stomach like blowing snow in a frosty blizzard. This is it. Home. I can't believe it. Vanessa pulled her hands close to her heart. Finally. Did you keep count of how many houses we've looked at?
I could do the math, but you don't really want to know.
It's been nearly a year of house hunting.
Your travel schedule didn't help.
True, Vanessa said. I was beginning to think I'd have to give up the idea of a house with a yard close to work altogether.
I told you I'd find you the perfect house, and Sally Fields always delivers.
Every time Sally talked about herself, it was with first and last name, and usually followed by no relation to the actress. Not that anyone would think so. The actress didn't have an S at the end of her name, for one. Plus, Sally the realtor was a good foot taller than the talented actress with the infectious smile. Sally strutted through the house like a peacock.
At least you knew what you wanted from day one.
I usually do. Vanessa walked over to the windows that overlooked the deck. That's not always a good thing, though. As a little girl, she'd loved the rope swing at her cousin Anna's house. Anna was Mom's cousin. Anna and Mom had been inseparable until the day Mom died. Swallowing back the sorrow, she concentrated on the trees on this property. The biggest, a huge oak she'd never be able to wrap her arms around, could easily hold a swing. Vanessa had spent many hours with Anna while Dad worked. They'd swing for hours in the backyard. Vanessa remembered lifting her toes toward the tallest branches, soaring high and hoping to reach heaven and catch a glimpse of Mom with angel wings. Mom seemed so close on those days. Maybe I'll have two, so Anna and I can swing at the same time. People never outgrow swinging, do they? Sally rattled on.
And the closets are wonderful, so much storage. You just don't find this kind of house every day. It's a kitchen a chef would kill for, commercial equipment and everything. But it's done so nicely that it's still homey.
She stepped beside Vanessa. Vanessa tipped her chin up. Sally towered over her at every bit of 6 feet tall in the two high heels that were her trademark. It's very pretty, but you know I don't cook. But Anna does. She'd probably really love it.
Right, yes. But the in-law suite is nicely set apart with a den, just like you wanted.
Sally curled the listing sheet in her hand as if she were going to pop.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?